Now, the story of an Iranian exile group on a U.S. terrorism list that has mounted a lobbying campaign here in Washington to get off that list. The Mujahideen-e Khalq has enlisted members of Congress and some high-profile former officials to press their case, and the State Department is under court order to review the group's terrorist designation. It's also called the MEK, and as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, all of this has Iran watchers furiously debating the ramifications of such a move.
This has been the scene outside the State Department most days this summer, protesters chanting to get the Mujahideen-e Khalq off the list of foreign terrorist organizations.
We want justice! We want peace! We want MEK off the list!
A software engineer from Berkeley, California, Farah Salahi, says the MEK should never have been on the list in the first place.
The MEK designation was a wrong designation that was made by in 1997 as a goodwill gesture to Iranian government.
And she argues getting off the list is an urgent matter because thousands of MEK members live in Iraq, in a place called Camp Ashraf, and Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki wants them out.
Maliki is using this label as an excuse or justification that these are terrorist people and they don't need to be protected and it's okay to go ahead and massacre them.
Some members of Congress and former officials echo that argument, among them former Vermont Governor Howard Dean, who says the U.S. promised to protect the people of Camp Ashraf. In a recent interview on NPR, he shrugged off news that he and others have taken speaker fees from groups tied to the MEK.
This is not a scary group of people. And in the past, who knows what they did? But the fact of the matter is, they're not a terrorist group. That's been ascertained by the FBI. We disarmed them. We promised to defend them. They are unarmed. And 47 of them over a two-year period were mowed down by Maliki's people. And I don't think the United States should be permitting those kinds of human rights abuses.
There is a moral obligation to help those in Camp Ashraf, says Robert Hunter of the National Defense University. But he says that's a separate issue from the terrorism designation.
Oh, I think they ought to be protected. There's no question about that. But getting into bed with these people, I think it would be a profound mistake.
He describes the MEK as a Marxist cult whose members have learned the ways of Western public relations.
This organization is not a friend of the United States, and it never has been. It killed some American officers a number of years ago. And even though their tactics have changed, they now smile sweetly on us and others. Their basic strategy and their leadership has not changed at all.
And Hunter thinks that if the U.S. takes the MEK off the terrorism list, it will undercut peaceful Iranian protesters who want nothing to do with a group that was once a tool of Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein during and after the Iran-Iraq War. There are two sides of that argument, though, says Kenneth Katzman, an analyst with the Congressional Research Service.
Some people feel that taking the group off the list would put more pressure on the regime, and that could be helpful. Others say that taking the group off the list could make the regime dig in its heels even more on nuclear negotiations. But the foreign terrorist organization list is supposed to really be decided on the technical question of, is the group a terrorist group or not?
And that's what the State Department has to decide. Advocates have suggested that the MEK could be a useful group to stand up to the Iranian regime. It has in the past offered the U.S. information about Iran's nuclear program. But Robert Hunter says the State Department shouldn't buy that line.
Enemy of my enemy is my friend. Not in this case.
State Department officials will only say the terrorism designation is under review. MEK supporters, meantime, are ramping up their lobbying campaign. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.